Welcome, everybody, to a Baseball America High School podcast. I'm Connor Glassy, coming to you from the DeMarini Demo House podcast nook. When it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and get the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse. This week, high school editor Nathan Rohde and I got a chance to go see Charlotte Christian take on Forsyth Country Day High School, and it was a great matchup for scouts because Charlotte Christian has outfielder Ty Linton, and Forsyth Country Day has a good 2011 pitcher named Adam Griffin. So it was a good matchup, and there's about 20 scouts on hand, and I was able to catch up with Ty Linton after the game. Let's listen to the interview. All right, I'm here with Ty Linton. Ty, season's off to a start. The weather's starting to warm up. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. You know, the team's starting to get, you know, in the swing of things. Feels like everything's kind of working on all cylinders right now. So, you know, ready for a much longer season. I'm going down to Florida next week, so looking forward to it.
Nice.
We'll see.
Yeah. You had a good game today. You had a couple doubles, a single. You ran into the fence out there. Tell me about that.
You know, it's a different field. A little shorter fence and stuff like that. And it was hitting the gap. Just really didn't get a, you know, fence call. It's fine. But, you know, just trying to track it down. You know, it's all good, though.
No warning track out
no,
there.
No, sir. Huh? No warning track at all, either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it looks like you put a pretty good dent in it. Yeah. So, take us back to the beginning. When did you start playing baseball? And what was it about that didn't really grab you?
Back in Chicago, Illinois. Since I was a little boy, you know, before I could pick up a bat and stuff like that. Just, you know, we could only get out there a few months of the year and stuff like that, but started out really a couple games of T-ball and then kind of tearing it up out there, and they just moved me up to, you know, kind of coach pitch and kid pitch and stuff like that. So kind of switched around the leagues a little bit. It was a little bit different back there, but
yeah.
It was good.
Is that where you were born?
No, I was actually born in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Phoenix, Arizona. So.
And then when did you come out to Carolina?
We've been here for about 9.5 years. My parents worked with airlines and bases kind of transferred, and we came out here. I like it a lot better, you know, good weather.
Sure.
You know, so, except the snow that we've been having.
You've been all around, it seems like.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What about football? When did you start playing football?
Second grade. Really, you know, once I moved here, you know, coaches kind of talked to me about it and stuff like that, came out, and rest is history, you know.
Tell me about the differences between the two sports and what do you like best about each one.
You know, baseball's a mental game. In football, you make a mistake, you kind of go out there and you hit somebody, you make up for it and stuff like that. Thing with football is you know, if you don't have a good game and stuff like that, you have to wait a whole other week, so you have a lot of time to think about it and stuff like that. Baseball, you know, you have another game the next day, so it's have a short memory and stuff like that. But I try to play with a little football mentality, and if I don't know if you can see, trying to run that fence over, but you know, they're both, you know, in my blood and stuff like that, so I love them both. So
sure. What's a better feeling, lighting up a quarterback or hitting a home run?
Oh man, I've been asked that a lot. When you get a quarterback right, you know, it feels good. You kind of feel it through the body and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's nothing like hitting a home run. It depends what the circumstances are too, of course. But you know, I'm gonna have to say they're neutral on that. So.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Good. They're both good. Like Nathan was talking about, we saw the YouTube clip of obliterating Russ.
Yes, sir.
How'd you guys convince him to do that?
Well, it was actually it wasn't my idea, to tell you the truth. It was our rival weekend of Charlotte Latin, and he's one of those guys that he's school spirit, you know, just really trying to get a laugh and trying to get things going.
Yeah.
And he kind of came up with the idea of like suiting up and stuff like that, and you know, once it got out there, he was like, I don't know if I want to do this, so I was like, you know, it's up to you, man, I'm not forcing anything on you and stuff like that, and he's like, all right, let's just do it. And all we needed was really one take. And,
yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it again. So
yeah,
it was good.
Nice.
That's actually become more popular than I thought it was. You know,
yeah.
I've had every single scout ask me about that. And,
no kidding.
Yeah, so
everyone's out there Googling you, man. You got to be careful. You committed to UNC for both baseball and football. Did you grow up rooting for the Tar Heels?
Or? You know, actually, when I got here, I kind of became a Tar Heel fan. You can say that. You know, I followed Ohio State as a younger kid and stuff like that because we were from up north and stuff like that, and families, you know, from Ohio and stuff.
Mm.
But I could say, you know, once I kind of came down to Carolina and stuff, that's when I became a Carolina fan.
Sure.
It was kind of you know, I was going to say, I always told myself if they offered me, you know, that's where I want to go. So, I guess, yeah. Close to home, and parents, you know, it's close, but it's far enough away, and yeah. Parents will be able to see the game and stuff like that, so it's good.
That's good. Good. You won the state championship in football. What's your most memorable moment on the baseball diamond?
I'm going to have to say East Coast Pro Area Code. Had two real good weeks out there, and top of the, you know, everybody's great athlete, great player out there.
Sure.
And kind of felt like I did a good job out there, and, you know, really told myself, you know, I could play with anybody, and, yeah. You know, kind of gave me that mindset. So
that was the first time I saw you down at East Coast Pro, and that's a nice home run.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. how would you describe yourself as a baseball player?
Like I said, kind of hard-nosed, you know. You know, I might take an ugly hack here and there, but, you know, I'm always trying to just, you know, put a seed on the ball and stuff like that. I'm going to give you 100% every single, you know, like I do in football, every single down. I'm going to do that on the baseball diamond, too. So hard nose and raw. I say I'm a little raw, but, you know, there's always room for improvement in there.
Sure. You know, that probably comes from, you know, despite your athletic ability and physical tools, what kind of impact do you think it's had being a two-sport guy? I mean, a lot of these other guys are out there focusing on baseball year-round and trying to split
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys have already hit their potential. You know, with me, I play half of what a lot of guys, other guys play and stuff like that. And, you know, there's a lot of room for me to grow and stuff like that. It also, you know, having the football aspect and stuff like that, like I said, you know, being a hard-nosed player, being a tolerate, you know, pain and, you know, in different situations, stuff like that, striking out and, you know, a lot of the mental side, you know, that the game has to bring you in baseball and stuff like that. I think football really prepares you for that.
Okay. Talk about the approach you take into each at bat. What are you doing up there? Are you looking for a certain pitch or a certain
I've been reading that mental side of baseball, Evan Longoria and stuff like that. Really just stepping out, taking my breath and just focusing at the plate, you know, being not trying to be jittery up there, just really having a calm, you know, deep breaths, stepping out, taking a look at the foul pole. It's always going to be there, you know. Just kind of being real calm, you know, so I can let the ball travel and see the ball. You know,
right,
so.
Okay. Who's the best pitcher you've ever faced?
Probably that Yordan Cabrera down in East Coast. He had some real good movement, good breaking ball, threw the ball hard.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good player, you know.
Yeah.
Been reading a lot about him, you know, so he's really good. So.
Yeah. What are you working to improve this season?
Really just, you know, play my game. Don't let any hype, you know, really distract me or anything like that. Be a team player, be a role guy, you know, which I am. And just going out there really playing my game, to tell you the truth. Letting the rest play out.
Good. So. All right. Let's got a couple minutes for a few fun questions here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Hunt and fish.
Yeah? So, what do you hunt?
Well, my dad's been up for, he went up to Vancouver and went bear hunting, but just, you know, typical deer and stuff like that around here. And so.
Did you go up there for the Olympics?
No, I didn't. No, he went up there a couple years ago for a good bear hunt.
Yeah.
So that's,
wow.
I could do that someday.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite musical group or artist?
You know, I'm all over the place. Country, rap, rock and roll. You know, I can listen to it all. It all sits well with me. So, I don't have whatever I'm in the mood for, really. Typical, whatever.
All right. Yeah. How about a favorite movie?
I'm not a big horror guy. I don't like, I get scared pretty easily. But, I like those comedies and something that really just make me laugh. If it makes me laugh, I'm going to love it.
Ever had any celebrity encounters?
You know, actually, when I was out in Area Code, one of the moms from Orange County Housewives was out there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and her son was playing on the team, and I met her. Her name isn't off the top of my head, but she was on the California edition,
yeah.
You know, Orange County Housewives.
Was it Colton Keough?
I think that's her.
Okay. Yeah. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Pet peeve? Guys that don't hustle, or guys that lose lack of focus. You know, if for example on our team and stuff like that, you know, if you're giving 100%, you know, I'm okay with it. You know, coach kind of sets me up to be a team leader and stuff like that. And if you're not giving your all, then, you know, don't give them the eye. I'm that kind of guy where, you know, I'm trying to give everything 100%. And, you know, so
sure.
That's just how I am.
Sure. All right, well, final question. If you could invite four people to a dinner party, who would they be?
Would you like to come?
Sure.
I'll invite you. Probably Grady Sizemore, Evan Longoria, and... Throw one out there for me.
I don't know, man. There's a lot to choose from.
Those are my two favorite hitters. Evan was, you know, I like his mental side and stuff like that, and his Grady. You know, he was a two-sport athlete like me, kind of came out and stuff. But I don't know. The open one's free. I might sell a ticket.
There you go. Put it on eBay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Just all right. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Baseball America High School podcast. And remember, when it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at DeMarini.com/Demo House.